Yeah, Jeremy Page, Traffic Council. Just interested in the in Stockport, if you're using ThoughtWorks to help deliver this additional by design, are councils capable of doing that sort of transformation on their own, or do they need an external partner to help them?
It's harder on your own, and it'll be slower on your own, but I think there are so many resources and so many people interested in sharing their learning that absolutely, looking back to where we were 6 or 9 months ago, I probably would have said no, I didn't know where to begin. But then when we reflect back, we so quickly grew in confidence and have become really competent in working in a kind of agile way, and the whole exposure and collaboration around working using the sort of agile ceremonies and that way of working, you learn really quickly. And you know what, it isn't rocket science. It's a lot of it is common sense, and a lot of it starts to feel natural really quickly. And some of the changes in culture and productivity and motivation that we've seen from working in that more open, collaborative way and bringing the business closer to IT has been amazing. And actually, you could do that without a supplier, I think, really easily. You could get your people in your teams to go and Google, you could buy a couple of books and you could just have a go, and I think it'd make a massive difference to both what you do and the speed at which you do it.
Carrie, have you any insight
in that? Yeah. Your travels up and down the I would agree that you can do it on your own, but it takes ages. And I think we've worked with councils where their ambition is to be able to do it on their own, and our ambition as a company is not to create a dependency on us. So we're not trying to kind of keep our business going. Our aim is to help councils do it on their own. And but I think there is a learning curve that goes with it, and you can get books and read things, but some of it is, you know, actually doing it and watching it done well and knowing what good looks like, because I think when you read books, that doesn't really give you a real sense of like what it looks like done well at scale. So what we've tended to do is kind of pair with, as I guess ThoughtWorks are doing here, kind of pair with different councils and have their teams kind of learn what we're doing. And then also for them to recognize you can't really shoehorn people into roles. And there's a fair amount of that happens in councils, because it's very hard to get new posts created. It's very hard to kind of get the permission and the budget to actually say, like, we want to establish a new team here, and that's going to require new roles. And then you want to recruit to those roles, but the hay grading system doesn't allow you to pay them enough. And, you know, there's all these things that go along with creating your own team. And I think council's tendencies is to go, well, you do this job and it's kind of similar, right? So we'll just plonk you into this agile team and then we'll wonder why it's not delivering. So I think our tendency is to kind of pair together, show what good looks like, and then help identify, okay, well, what structural changes need to happen to make it possible to do this on your own. And then kind of take a longer term view as to how long that's going to take to happen realistically.
Any more questions? Good practical questions like that, very helpful. Or any summaries, is there anything like that? If you want to see what you're trying to imagine,
Pam Holstein from West Lancs Council. I'm just interested in how you went to work at Jan. Was it just buying some books and doing some reading?
I think very similar to the last question. Obviously, we've got a supplier in to coach and pair with us to enable us to go at the speed that we need to go and to deliver. You can, as we've said, do it on your own, but there's potentially fraught with difficulty and it will be a learning curve. But you know, the best way to learn things sometimes is just to do it and learn from your own mistakes. That's how you learn it truly. There's only so much you can learn from watching other people. So it's get stuck in and have a go and you'll see differences. But you know, the more exposure, the more talent that you see, the more that you can learn from that as well. Yeah, I just want to add that I think that we didn't even realise what we were doing when we started doing it in terms of the impact on culture. In some ways that's helped, you know, to just be so motivated and focused on a goal, I think, that we all just kind of decided to try and make it work, and that has worked, but there have been tensions, and you do need to be aware of those, and you do need to try and, in a very agile way, try and manage those early and small before they become bigger problems. But in terms of the culture and the impact that it has, I think we've seen fantastic things even in a non-digital space. And I think, you know, we've taken a lot of the agile culture and the manifesto and some of the ways of working, and we've tried to apply it to Stockport Family. So our integration of children's preventative services and social care, along with partners from health and the police, etc. And they have found that an amazing way of working for surfacing problems, for creating different ways of working, for increasing the pace and collaboration within teams. So this kind of stuff can help to change the culture. It gives you some of those tools, so like the retrospectives, it gives you those opportunities to share and challenge and change, and gives that kind of, sets that base of, you know, people aren't to blame for when things go wrong. It's often the process and various things that they can then tackle, and that gives people a kind of out from a blame culture into a much more productive culture. Reasons why people value work, and it's not all about money. And I think we really need to start to help people to understand the different things that are of benefit with being in the public sector. And I think we've seen, particularly in the digital space, there's a transformation, and thanks to GDS, who have made doing this kind of thing and doing it for the public good really sexy for tech people. And I think particularly we're fortunate in this space because a lot of people in the tech space are really community-minded and social-minded. And I think that if you can combine that with empowering people, that's an incredibly motivating space to be in. And we also have lots of other benefits. You know, we have flexible working, we have lots of things that that other private companies can't compete with. But the other thing I'd say is that we don't necessarily have to keep them. You know, what we need is a good pipeline of people coming in, and that can be fresh and that can be rewarding. You know, and I think we're really, really excited with the idea of starting a digital academy, which is not just getting in experienced hires who have done lots of great stuff elsewhere to teach us how to do it, but in terms of nurturing our own talent within the organisation and creating a pipeline for apprentices and young people within the borough. And yeah, they may go on to do other digital things within Greater Manchester, but that's great, you know. We're creating an economy and a great place and a great industry to be in. So I think with the mix of both those things, I think we feel like we're in a good place.
Oh my word. Such a dangerous thing to think people won't come over the public sector because you don't pay them. That's so wrong. So self-denying compared to the massive and amazing opportunity you can give to in out the door is get enough hygiene on the pane, make sure that it fits in too. And I'm really delighted to hear about the need for creativity. People don't need to stay forever. We use fixed term contracts a lot in the early days of GDS. There's never a problem. We work for the people who work for us, manage the risk, perceive risk. But most importantly is to create the conditions and culture where great people can do great work and makes a difference. And then shout about it really loudly that you're doing great work in a great way in an environment that they're going to thrive and be able to deliver the impact. Our biggest recruitment device in GDS and in the car is our blog. That's partly because we like to learn, but it's also because we want to show people that the environment they will be joining is an environment they enjoy, applies to values and ethos that they enjoy, they'll learn from and they'll help. Be open with your new culture, your new ways of working, get people excited about the mission and vision and what difference they can make, and I think you'll find recruitment's not a problem. Retention making, and that's okay, that pipeline idea is a really good one. DVLA and Swansea, for example, have got a really great relationship with local universities, but they've got a constant pipeline of 5 or 6 graduates coming in every year, just for 2 years, that's the seal, and that's fine, they'll come back in 10 years. So yeah, don't be self-denying about the pay thing. The culture and the vision and the mission and the excitement is much more important. And you've got amazing opportunities. Every local council in the country has an amazing opportunity to find the very best people locally, so long as you can create the conditions for them to thrive.
And also, like, just to add to that, I think amazing people just want to solve really hard problems, and there are plenty of hard problems. You know, this is almost like the ideal place to work. These are the hardest problems. These are the, you know, and the choice could be between, you know, go and work at a kind of commercial digital agency and churn out the same kind of sort of advertising, sales and kind of digital platforms that we see, or come and work on a problem that no one's been able to solve yet and be the person who gets to solve it. And like, that's really appealing to a bunch of people who are quite bored with like the generic stuff. So I think maybe you get slightly odd people as a result of that, but I like to think that it's odd in a good way.
I have a question to speak about some people in the audience here at Manchester Science Park, Manchester. I'm actually an outsider.
Gives us a little bit more time back in the programme. So can we thank the panel?